Lose the jargon. I've always said the best thing about a 30-second commercial is that it's short. You don't run the risk of boring people too much. Personally, for networking events, I prefer something that's closer to 5 seconds. Even keeping that short, though, won't keep their minds from wandering if you cram that time full of jargon. Eschew obfuscation was the advice from my high school calculus teacher. Avoid confusion. Keep it simple. I know. The words and phrases you are using are probably straightforward and shouldn't confuse anyone. After all, if I say I work on server-side cloud-based middleware solutions, you'd know exactly what I mean, right? To tell you the truth, I don't either. Listen, even the most basic terms in your industry will go over your audience's head. If you're ever in doubt whether a term is too technical, it is. Trust me. What's the danger in being too technical? If someone doesn't understand, they should just ask, right? After all, you're more than willing to help out. Unfortunately, most people won't ask. Instead, they'll feel uncomfortable because you're making them feel stupid. Even if they're polite, they're really just waiting for you to go away. Second, you're going to come off as an insufferable snob. It's okay to be knowledgeable, but you need to convey that knowledge in a way that your audience can comprehend. Even if they ask the question, the answer has to be at their level. Otherwise, it'll be useless to them, and you'll have just wasted both your times. Finally, if they don't understand what you do, even if they're willing to continue to put up with you, they aren't going to be able to refer anyone to you. After all, they really have no idea what you're talking about. Remember, at the end of the day, jargon is there to help you get your job done efficiently. Unfortunately, it doesn't make for good networking.